This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that special edition we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. We've got Kurt Rogers in studio and a special guest. But we are going to kick things off, and I want to thank Kurt for donating this time to our good friend Scott Wilder and Save the Children. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. We should say that hopefully it does not sound like I am so far away from you, but we are being good citizens. We are socially distancing.
Yes, sir.
I am in the great state of Texas, and you are there in God's country. And but I will say this, and I know you have great affinity for my part of the world, and
yes, sir.
You'll be surprised to know that this morning in Dallas, where I live, it was 55 degrees.
Wow.
So we had a very nice morning. It's still a little bit, we would call it chilly, but it's still very pleasant. And we know it won't last forever. It'll be back warm soon enough. But we're thankful for the respite. And so windows are open, screens are closed, breeze is blowing through the house in the studio.
Yeah.
So we're very comfortable today and enjoying it.
Well, good deal. Yeah, you don't get that. You know, that's one thing.
No.
Of course, lived in Dallas all my life till I moved to Denver in 93. But I tell you, at nights when it cools down here, it's so nice. And I'll talk to my friends in Dallas, and it's 88.
Easily 88.
And sure. The humidity matches. Yeah.
Sure. So, no, that's good. Right. That's right.
Well, Scott, hey, man, we're always glad to have you on and talk about something that's near and dear to our hearts here at KLZ 560, and that is Save the Children.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we always get new listeners, so, man, just take a minute and kind of give us an introduction about this.
Yeah, thanks. You know, when we always, usually when I'm talking about Save the Children on a radio station, I'm talking about Save the Children over there. I mean, Save the Children's been around for over 100 years and is in 125 countries around the world and also works right here at home. But normally, most of the work that I do for Save the Children is in Africa. Been there 14 times, been there many, many times, done a lot of... I've seen a lot of amazing things, not that I've done them, but I've been witness to them and the great work that Save the Children does, not just in Africa and the countries there, but really around the world. However, at times of crisis, and COVID-19 counts as a crisis, counts as a disaster, especially when you consider that 30 million U.S. school children count on schools, not just for education, but also for nutrition. So just go back a few months in April, May, or March, April, May, when school was canceled, that breakfast and lunch program that was in place, those students that are a part of that, they were sort of left standing with nothing. So when school is canceled or when school is questionable, and most of the nation still has school questionable, if not canceled right now, these U.S. school children do not have access to the nutrition that they need. And so, in fact, of the 30 million, 40% of those have had zero access during the pandemic to this program. So Save the Children is standing in the gap. You can stand in the gap. And today is a very special day. It's a one-day-only opportunity. Now, this is not like the one-day sales at the President's Day sales that go on for 3 or 4 weeks. This really is only one day. For this one day only, your gift to Save the Children, your COVID-19 emergency relief gift, is increased tenfold, but only today. Only today.
Okay.
$100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for a month. $1,000 can provide that for a child all the way through the end of the semester. And so, but what I love about this, Scott, is it's guy math.
Yeah,
so guy math is I just put a zero on the end of it, and that's the impact you're going to have. So very quickly, if I were to say to the audience, shout out a number, and somebody said 49. I'd say 490. See how quickly that was?
Yes, sir.
I just put a zero
on the
end.
I didn't have to take my shoes off for this one. Yeah.
So $500 becomes $1,000. $1,000, the impact becomes $10,000. $100, the impact becomes $1,000. But that's only today. And it's a special phone number that also is good only today. And that number is 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. Or you can go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And your emergency relief gift today will be increased tenfold, but it's only for today. 800-520-2649.
And you know, Scott, it is great to have an organization like yourself that we know and trust and know, you know, where this money goes. And because unfortunately there's been some, you know, entities out there that haven't done the right thing.
Oh,
man,
sure.
You guys have such a super reputation, and man, just doing the right thing and changing lives. And, you know, rarely, folks, do you get a chance to change a life or lives, Kurt. And here you get a chance to. Tenfold match.
Yes, simple. God says give it, and I will return it tenfold. Yeah. Mm. Simple math.
Yeah. I tell you, if we stayed out of Starbucks for a couple of days, folks, we could feed some kids just doing that. All right.
Well, you know, and honestly, Scott, the thing is, we've already done that, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Haven't we already not gone to restaurants for the last 90 days? Not gone to sports bars for the last 90 days? Not had to spend as much money on gasoline as we normally do? Not been to movies? Did get a stimulus direct deposit? Did get a tax refund check? So, I mean, normally we might say, well, you know, if you just give up these things, then, but we've already done that. You might find what did Jed Clampett call it, a little more walking around money. You may have found that you have a little more walking around money. My grandfather used to call it folding money, not the change, but the real stuff, folding money. So you may have said, why do I have more money in my account right now than I normally do? Especially if you've been blessed and you still have your job and you still have all of those things in place. Boy, what a great opportunity it is for us today to reach out and make a difference. And this COVID-19 thing will be over at some point, but I think what we'll remember is sort of how we treated each other, what we learned in this, what kind of people we were. Did we're all in this together simply mean let's all complain about the same things at the same time? I'm feeling a little, a cabin fever, or I'm tired of all the Zoom meetings or whatever it is, or the bake aisle continues to be empty. I can't find my mixes that I want. If that's what it means to say we're all in this together, that's kind of weak. We'd be better if we could say, you know what? I was blessed through this and I gave, and I was blessed so that I might bless. And so today we have a chance to do that. Save the Children, standing in the gap, providing so far over 8 million meals made and delivered to U.S. school children who otherwise would not get their nutrition. So this is about us and ours here. You know, last year, Scott, I traveled 37 out of 52 weeks I was in the air. And so I heard this announcement many times.
Mm-hmm.
If the oxygen mask deploys, secure your own mask before you assist someone else in securing theirs. And this is sort of like that. You normally say the children, we're talking about stuff over there, over there, over
right
there. But now we have to secure our own mask.
Sure.
We're going to take care of it. You know, in fact, there are some people listening right now, and no judgment here, but some people listening right now who before they have said, well, you know, it's tough that there's stuff, bad stuff happening over there, but we have kids right here at home that need help.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know what? This is your lucky day because that's what we're doing today. And on top of that, your gift is increased today and today only tenfold. Put a zero on the end of it. That's the impact you're going to have. $50, the impact's 100. 100 becomes 1,000. 1,000 becomes 10,000 today and today only at 800-520-2649 is 800-520-2649 or online at SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give $100 from Haystack Help and our show, Sportsman of Colorado. We'll do another 100 there, so we'll go on
Thank
and
you.
Do that for you today.
Thank you, sir.
And, man, great organization, folks. It is Save the Children. Once again, the number, 800-520-2649. I'm going to tell you, there is nothing more important today that you could do with a few dollars than this right here, folks, to get this tenfold match. And you know what? We all got our own problems going on. We all got our own things going on. But I'm telling you, to really save a life, change a life, you've got a chance to do that today. So, Scott, man, as always, we appreciate your time. I know you're going to be on a little bit later with John Rush and Rush to Reason. And, man, we will certainly continue getting the word out today and do all we can to help you. And we appreciate all you've done personally for Save the Children. And thanks for being a great friend to KLZ here.
Scott, thank you. And Kurt, thank you so much also. It's great to be here. And thanks for those who listen to Haystack Health Radio.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. Or Scott.
Thanks so much. All right. Again, we're going to come back. We're going to go ahead and take our break now. And when we come back, we got Your Money Matters coming your way. What would you do if you knew how to trade with the skill and confidence of the pros? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Online Trading Academy in Denver. Now is your chance to attend a free 2-hour class to learn more about Online Trading Academy. You will learn how to buy at wholesale and sell at retail, just like the financial institutions. Learn how professional traders navigate today's increasingly volatile markets and manage risk. You'll hear some of the common mistakes of the novice investor and how to reduce them. Learn how you can time the market by waiting for opportunity to come to you. Online Trading Academy in Denver. Call now to enroll in this complimentary 2-hour class. 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Or visit them online at tradingacademy.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. There's always a point in that song you got to feel like you got to wait to come in. You know, like a little instrumental, then the drums hit, then you got
to
come in.
Yeah, you got to let it get into it because people in the car can start to move
exactly,
around.
Exactly. And that voice you hear is Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And Kurt, again, thank you for donating a little time there to Save the Children.
You know, when we talk about Your Money Matters, that's the name of the show. We just kind of go through that sometimes, but in listening to him, your money does matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially now, it matters in a lot of other people's lives that, you know, they got dealt even a tougher hand than we do.
Yeah, so, no doubt. I mean,
yeah, I like Scott. I've had him on the show before. I've met him personally. He's quite a guy.
Yeah, very good guy. Again, that's Save the Children, 800-520-2649. If you would like to get involved in that, it is a tenfold match today only. So hope you'll help us out and help out Save the Children. All right, glad to have returning guests back with us, Joel Stone. Joel is with All Cat Clinic. Joel, good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, and thank you, Kurt, for inviting me.
And, you know, most people got to, when you say all cat clinic, Joel is a man. He really is.
I know. I was going to ask you.
Yeah. What you always think that men don't have cats. No, he really is a man, and he loves cats. But you also love dogs, though.
I do. I love all animals.
Yes.
And there are dog people. You know, I say I'm a dog person, yeah. You know, and I don't even know what that means, just that I'm not fond
prefer
of cats.
Dogs.
And I get it. I when anyone asks me what my favorite animal is, I tell them, well, it's really my dog because it's closest to me and comes to work with me every day. And, you know, so, I totally get it. I honestly do have a love for all animals, though. I can't really think of one I don't like. And so, and I just ended up here, and it's been a good gig, you know, certainly. And I've liked it. I've enjoyed it. I've done some good things, and hopefully we'll continue to do well.
Tell us, there's a little history about you from where you started to get before you became a vet only for cats or dogs.
Yeah.
You were doing something prior to that.
I think you're alluding to the work that I did in the wildlife area. I did work for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Did many interesting things from trapping deer to mountain goats and bighorn sheep. And I actually was on the Blackfooted Ferret Project, which is an endangered species, and was actually there when we found them in Wyoming when we thought they were extinct. So it's, you know, it kind of evolved. You know, my life's been surrounded by animals, of course, and, you know, I made the decision, well, you know, I need to have a family and be able to support that family. I think I'm going to go into the veterinary field. I really feel I can, provide a better service for the world there.
Finding black-footed ferrets.
Black-footed ferrets. Yeah, it's a very interesting story.
Have you ever had a ferret?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I've seen them.
It's like a large mouse on cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere.
They're kind of cute.
They are. They're very cute.
Yeah.
I had a friend that had a couple of them, and it was just, it was insane watching these two things play in the house.
Yes. So, they live in prairie dog holes. It was an interesting story. We could get into it, but I think it would take too long.
So you've always had a love with animals. What made you decide to go basically for household pets, cats, dogs?
Yeah. I mean, I think it kind of came down to being able to, you know, when you're in the wild, at least when I was in the wildlife regime, I was traveling all the time. I was never home, and I wanted to have a family. So I think that was part of it. One thing I do remember, I actually remember this distinctly, like sitting on top of Mount Evans waiting for a mountain goat to go into my trap and put a collar on him, release him, and follow him around. I remember saying to myself, you know, I really want to develop something that not only will help animals, but people, you know, eventually. You know, that's what I really wanted. And I think the product we're going to talk today about is something that could be that. I was thinking about that on the way over here today. So I've had an interest in improving the health of animals, and I think this may, in the end, actually help people as well.
Since you broached that, you've come up with a cure, an aid to, and it's kind of funny to say it, but better breath for pets.
Yes.
Now, we all know that our pets have bad breath, but we can't really brush their teeth because they're not very fond of that idea.
Absolutely.
And they won't gargle.
No, they refuse to gargle. I've tried it. It just won't work. Yes.
So tell us how you came to the conclusion of this Better Breath for Pets. What is it?
Okay. So the Better Breath for Pets is actually a tablet that is, you know, designed by myself for animals. But I'll be honest with you, it actually has been used in the human dental field as well. It's made, the active ingredient is silver citrate. And silver citrate is kind of this magical compound that has this amazing antibacterial property. It probably also kills viruses and other organisms, but it is definitely a very good antibacterial. And so I actually have tested, I got to say this, I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to now. I tested it against five antibiotics together against silver citrate, and silver citrate beat those five antibiotics in terms of killing organisms. So it's not some wimpy antibacterial. It is potent. It is one of the things, and the reason how this all came about is that as a veterinarian looking in the mouths of dogs and cats all day long, I just got really tired of seeing all the tartar, seeing young cats and dogs come in that healthy otherwise, but their teeth were falling out. That there was problems with their gums, problems with bacteria and tartar and loose teeth and pain. And I said to myself, well, there's got to be a better way. We need to come up with something that will help treat this at home. And so that's what this is. So it is a product that gets rid of the buildup of bacteria. Bacteria eventually will calcify, and then we call it tartar. And when it becomes tartar, it sits on the gums and it causes inflammation of the gums, and that eventually leads to the loss of teeth. So that's what this product is for.
Now, and I'm sure there's other. I'm not much into product for dental for my animals, but I'm sure that there's bones and crunchies and things like that that may have a claim that they can help remove the tartar, that they're healthy for the bones. Correct?
That is correct. And I do think there is some truth to that. The biggest difference between those treatments, which is just a mechanical way of getting the tartar off the teeth, it'd be kind of like using your toothbrush without any toothpaste on it, if you think of it that way. But this product actually is the toothpaste. I mean, it is the stuff that is going to get rid of the underlying problem, which is the bacteria, which causes the tartar.
So, but we don't have to take our pet and put this stuff on a toothbrush.
No, you don't.
How does the animal get this?
But so, you know what? It is a thing. I mean, our vet is huge on brushing.
Yeah.
She tells us all the time, you've got to brush your teeth, So, I mean, it is something that you should do, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if it were, easy, that would be what we would do.
Right.
I mean, I will tell you, less than 1% of cat and dog owners brush their pets.
I never even thought of it.
Yes.
Never have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never.
Yeah.
I seldom will I put my finger in their mouth. Much more take a toothbrush to go. Right. It's just not my style.
Yeah, that is the truth. And so, I decided that I needed to come up with something that was effective. Mm-hmm. What was safe.
And what people will do.
Affordable. Yeah. What would be easy to use. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So what did I do? I came up with a tablet you put in their water bowl. And lucky enough for me, and on true, this is just pure luck, there's no taste or smell or color to this tablet.
So the dog, the animal doesn't even know it's there.
Right, exactly. And it has this amazing antibacterial on-contact effect. So, yeah, that's how it came about. Now, one of the things a lot of people always ask me, and we can talk about safety later a little bit here, does it mess up the bacterial flora of the small intestine? So if you don't know this, in your small intestine, you have these bacteria that live in this little and micro environment in your GI tract, and there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria, and there's a balance. It's called, it's a biosis kind of thing. So what you worry about with antibiotics, someone taking antibiotics for a long period of time, is that it'll kill the good bacteria, which will then lead to diarrhea and vomiting. The great thing, again, and this is just by luck, it's nothing I did, was that this particular product works on contact. So when they drink the water and it hits their teeth, it does kill bacteria in that, and probably other things like protozoal organisms and viruses. But it then is inactivated by oxidation before it gets to the stomach in the small intestines. So, I've given this product to thousands of cats and dogs, and I have not seen diarrhea or vomiting in any of those animals. So it's safe from that perspective.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
Huh.
So by the time it gets to the small intestines, it's lost its effectiveness.
It does nothing. But yeah, it just works in the mouth, which is exactly what I wanted. So, the hunt for this product, there was a lot of positives associated with it. And the other, I will say this, the other positives in terms of safety, again, is that it had been used, it's used in cosmetics. Silver citrate is a is used in cosmetics. And actually in Europe, they did a large safety study to make sure that it was safe for humans. And they deemed it safe at the level that they were giving it. In the FDA in the United States has approved silver in water up to 5 parts per million. So they consider it safe up to that level. The tablets that I give are 1 part per million. So it's 5 times less than what the FDA says is safe. So from a safety perspective, that's good. Now, the other piece of good news is that at 1 part per million, once the animal drinks the water, it gets on the teeth, it kills the bacteria. It's effective at 1 part per million, and as well as being safe.
So you don't need to put 2 tablets in a bowl of water.
You don't need to, but you could if you wanted.
It'd still be okay.
Yeah, it'd still be okay. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's I have to say this too. I have a friend, and I guess on the radio I shouldn't probably say his name, but
no.
I have a friend who uses it on himself.
I was just going to ask you.
Instead
of giving him a breath mint, I'll say, here, put this in your drink.
Yes.
You won't even taste the thing. Just put it in your drink. This will help you.
Yes. And Kurt, it'll be funny after
the
show. Notice
Kurt wanting to fetch my pen. I was wondering if it was him.
Yes. Yes. And so anyway, I just actually talked to him last Sunday, I think it was, and he wanted more of myself. I said, okay, here you go. And I said, you know, I haven't approved this for humans, you know, and he knew that. But he goes, yeah, this stuff really works for me, you know. And what he does is he gargles it. I say, you know, do you swallow it? He goes, no, he doesn't swallow it. But in all honesty, even if he did, it would be safe. I'll be honest with you. But he uses it as a gargle. Yeah.
Well, see, now that could work.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's times I'll swallow the gargle that I have, the you know, the
yeah, mouthwash. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to kill
you. No, it's not. Normally I don't. But I see. But see, my breath is always good. I never worry about that. Ever. No matter what my wife says.
All right. So how do folks get a hold of this?
Yeah, the best way at this point is to go to my website. And my website is www.getbetterbreath.com, and you can order it online. Now, today I'm with one of my best friends, if not my best friend, David Baran, and he is a magical businessman. And so, you know, as a veterinarian, of course, you run out of time to do stuff like this sometimes.
Sure.
And David's going to be helping me distribute my product to other places and actually launch it into the next phase of the business. But at this point, if you want to, the fastest and easiest way to get the product is just go straight to my website.
And it's usually to get them through a month or 6 months. If, I mean, how do you do kind of?
Yeah, it's a box of 30 tablets, so it's 1 tablet per day. Now, one of the things I will say, and this is something that I've learned over the period of developing this, is that some people have water fountains, and I don't know if you all have seen the water fountains.
I've seen
that. Yes.
Yeah.
So the water in there circulates. So what I always tell people that have fountains is to give it every other day, because there is the possibility that if you put it in there every day, the dose would get high enough where it wouldn't be safe.
More than 5 parts per million.
Yeah, more than 5 parts per million. Now, I honestly don't think that's probably going to happen, but you know, if you want to, the tablets actually will last longer if you have a fountain because you're giving one every other day.
Give a few, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what I would recommend if you have a water fountain every other day. Just put it in the basin and that water that's circulating won't get too high in terms of the dose of the product. The other thing, the interesting thing about the water issue with animals is that a cat needs about a cup of water a day, where, you know, someone's Labrador needs, you know, probably 2 or 3 liters of water a day. So
as dogs get older, what I've noticed, especially with mine, they have a tendency that they'll drink more.
Yeah.
It's just something that happens as they get older and they just start, and you think there's a problem. They just like to suck up more water.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that with myself. I don't know if you have or not. But.
Water retention.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's true. And I think, you know, so that's something to consider in terms of the tablets. I'm just mentioning you. And one of the reasons I'm bringing that up is because in cats, what you can actually do is put a tablet in a liter bottle, stick it in your fridge, you know, put some tape on it, say pet water or whatever, and use that to fill up their bowls. So, you know, you don't have to stick a liter of water in front of a cat if that's not what they're going to drink.
All right, right. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Go to getbetterbreath.com.
Yep.
Hey, help your pet out today. Help you out today.
Or somebody else you love.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even have to tell them. You could just take a tablet when you, you know, dump it in their drink and
you'd
be fine.
I'm glad you didn't tell what Kurt, the packaging looks like, because I'll send it to him for Christmas and go, hey, Kurt, these are such good breath mints.
I like this idea. Yes.
All right, getbetterbreath.com. We're going to take a short break.
Yes.
We'll be back with more right after this. This is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less. Better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Joel Stone is with us from the All Cat Clinic. We've got caller John on the line. John's in Denver. John, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for your call, and how can we help you?
Yeah, I'm just curious of if he can provide any science that backs that up, because silver is considered a poison in every way. I mean, that's how science understands it. So, yeah, any science to back up what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I certainly do have a lot of science to back that up. Now, and in terms of your the fact the silver is a poison, I think it depends on the dose. And that, I think, is where a lot of people get confused.
Maybe I can talk to you about this for a second. I'm a scientist. I've been around silver a lot.
Uh-huh.
And silver, so what you're saying is, yeah, okay, one parts per million, it's not going to harm you. That's true. However, how is that relevant? Like, basically, you're giving somebody low enough of a dose that it won't do anything.
No, that's not true as well. So we have done studies with silver citrate, which shows that it kills bacteria at one parts per million.
Have you published those studies?
Those studies have been published.
Yes. What journal?
The journals that I've read are in Baylor. Baylor University published it, and in Microbiology, Journal of Microbiology is one of the journals.
Journal
that was
of Microbiology?
Yep.
Okay, so I should find your name in Journal of Microbiology?
Yeah, that one was not published by myself. It was published by the group there at Baylor.
Okay, so everything I've read, that's a low enough dose, it's not going to do anything.
And that's just not true.
Okay.
Well, hey, John, you got a pet?
What's that?
Do you have a pet with bad breath?
Actually, I do.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know what?
So I'll send you a book.
You know what I'm going to do?
I brush his teeth.
All right. Hey, and you know, like I say, my vet encouraged that too. But I tell you what,
we'll send you a bottle.
Yeah.
We'll send you a bottle.
Yeah.
Leave your address, your name and address.
Sure.
And we'll send you a bottle and you can try it and see if it works.
And then.
Would that just become aqueous as soon as you ingest it?
So in this case, it's actually a tablet, and I'm going to be sending you tablets, and you're going to put it in a liter of water.
But you put it in water, then it's going to be silver ions and citrate. It's going to be aqueous, right?
Correct.
So how is that any different than any other silver compound?
Well, the citrate is helpful in terms of making it more potent. The bacteria eat the citrate, which helps get the silver into the bacteria to kill them.
Okay.
So well, that's one thing that does.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
All right, John. Hey, man, we appreciate your call, glad you called. We'll always present every side. And like I say, give your information to Charlie, and I'll get in touch with you after the show, and we'll follow up on this, all right?
All right, that sounds great.
All right, man.
All right, you have a great – I love the show, by the way.
Well, thank you very, very much. Guys. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right.
And that was going to bring up a question. I was going to come back after the break. You guys have tell all your patients, not the animal, but the owner
yes,
of the animal,
right.
that they'll bring their animal in and have their teeth cleaned.
Right.
They can do that, right?
They can, absolutely.
And that's one of those favorite jobs that you people have when you go to work.
Yeah, the issue here is it's expensive, you know, to sedate and polish and clean teeth is a minimum of $500 at most clinics. So you know, one of the things that I wanted to do was make it more affordable for people that don't have, you know, that kind of money at hand to keep their teeth clean, the animal's teeth clean.
How often would you recommend someone have their animal taken to the vet, have their teeth clean?
I would say once a year is probably after they get past the age of 2 to 3 years old.
Right. But these pills, they come in bottles of 30.
It's a tablet of 30 tablets per box. And so, you know, that lasts for a month. And so the total cost per year roughly is around $300 if you were to put a tablet every day in the water.
So it's like $25 a bottle.
Right. Roughly.
Versus $500 and sedating the animals.
Right.
So you can brush the
teeth. Absolutely. They would have to be sedated. Most pets need to be sedated before you actually try to clean their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with regular use of this, you don't have to sedate
and
clean the teeth. You just use this regularly, and then that's all you need to do.
That would be correct.
That voice you heard was David.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. The best friend. All right.
Yes.
Brought it referenced a little earlier. But it is something, too. I mean, I had a friend of mine recently that was going to go through, had my knee replaced June 15th, and he was going through a knee replacement, and the doctors wouldn't even do the surgery because he needed some dental work.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying is the whole dental side to our health, our pet's health, is extremely, extremely important,
isn't it? It is important. I mean, one of the things that they have done studies on and have proven is that heart murmurs can be caused by having poor dental health.
Mm-hmm.
And bacteria get on the, portions of the heart, including the valves, and that can lead to heart disease. I know it's true also for kidneys, liver, and lungs. And so, you know, I see it almost every day where an animal has not had anything done to his teeth over several years. And you can see the effect that it has on their general health.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, beyond even just the fact that there's pain in the mouth and they don't want to eat and they're thin and, you know, the, all that area as well. So there's a lot of good things that happen if you pay attention to your pet's teeth.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about the germs. You know, they may understand that their animals' teeth are dirty.
Right.
But not so much that the germs the day in and day out, and they have no way of communicating with you except for not to eat food or eat soft food.
Right.
So it's kind of
a
pretty inexpensive way to protect that animal's mouth, which is how he eats. You know, we're smart enough to brush our teeth. Not always, but we're smart enough to do it anyhow.
So how long does puppy breath last for a dog? Because, you know, we had a 14-year-old golden retriever we lost, and then we did a very dumb thing, went out and got a 8-week-old golden retriever puppy, and boy, that changed our life in a million ways. But now she's about 15 months old.
Yeah, so getting better.
Still hadn't, you know,
a bigger
had
puppy.
That, look, whoa, wow, what did you eat thing? But how long is that puppy breath?
It's interesting. And puppy breath is an interesting thing. And actually, some people like that puppy breath.
Yeah, I know. That's why I refer to that, I guess.
It's kind of a, I would say, you know, probably by the time you're two, you've lost your puppy breath, you know. And it's interesting you say that, too, because you also, it's interesting how you can forget what having a puppy is really like.
No, dude, I'm telling you what. I mean, in about the second week, my wife came in here crying. So like, I can't do this. And I was like, hey, what if your parents would have done that to you after 2 weeks? You know, so we were laughing and teasing about it. But now, I mean, it's great dog, sweet dog. But son, man, it takes. But, you know, that brings up a good point. Don't get a pet if you're not ready for
right,
a pet.
Absolutely.
You know, I hate that.
Yeah.
You know, when I see people, you know, they get a dog and then they don't give it the attention and stuff. They, you know, they work all the time. They're not there for it. If you can't give the animal attention and what it needs, don't get one.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And one of the things about COVID, we were talking about that before the show, is the animal shelters. They're almost empty.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that are out picking up the cats and the dogs, and they're taking them. They're at home. So if you have one, there's a little bit of maintenance you got to do to them. Not as much as a car, but there's a little bit you have to do to the animal.
Sure.
Make sure you're taking care of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, and every creature on earth needs some love, you know, just for survival. Plus, you know, the basics, you know, water, food, shelter.
Exercise. Open the door, let them run.
Right. Cats are a little different.
Cats won't run on you, though. They'll just kind of look at you and stare and say, I'm not going outside.
Yes, exactly.
Shut the door.
Some will. Some won't. Some want to be outside. Yes. They're very different creatures. Very different creatures.
You know, when Kurt told me you were going to be on, I wanted to ask you a question for our last break here about CBD stuff for pets. I realize that's hard medically when you say, hey, good for everything. It's not. But, I mean, overall, do you see some uses for that?
I do. Great? I don't, you know, and I'm going to sound kind of like my last listeners to some of this, is that there's not a lot of scientific evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see, in areas such as arthritis, I think that there appears to be actually some evidence that seems to show that it helps with arthritis. Anxiety is one also where I think that there should probably be some positive results from using CBD oil, you know, and a lot of it is, you know, the devil's in the details, you know, is how pure is the CBD, what dose, all that sort of thing is really critical. But yeah, I think there are and probably will be more evidence that will be coming out showing that there are some benefits to CBD oil.
All
To kind of tie in with this, John was talking about earlier, clinical trials, you brought up Baylor.
Yep. Yeah.
So they've tested this silver nitrate.
Yeah. And so,
Citrate.
So, one of the things that, and this is evidence, again, to match what was just discussed, human dentists are required by law that the water that goes into the mouth of the client has almost no bacteria in it. Okay. And so they actually use the same tablets that I have to remove the bacteria to a very, very low level, if none bacteria. so that they can run their business.
So they do that before they take that little power washer and put it in your mouth.
Right. It's actually put into a bottle that's in the machine that the water goes through, and it cleans all the bacteria out of the lines of the dental machine. And so this is the same product as what they use for that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes very good sense.
Yes. And so the water that your dentist is squirting in your mouth has my product in it. Most dentists tell you to spit that water out, but a lot of people swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's times you got no choice. Right. It's got to go down.
Yes.
All right. So, go to getbetterbreath.com.
Yes.
And they'll ship that out to you, and it'll be a 30-day supply?
Yes.
Usually what it ships in. Okay.
Yes. It's 30 days, one box. You certainly can buy more than one box if you like.
Okay.
We actually give you a bit of a break. You get 10% off if you buy three boxes. You get 15% off if you buy six.
All right. Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah.
For that person that has everything you think, hey, now here's what you can get on.
Well, I mean, as your dog
better
gets older,
for their pet.
Our teeth decay.
Right.
Their teeth are going to decay. Yes, as the dog gets older, it's something that's really going to be necessary.
Yep. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll take a short break and be back with more right after this. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, my name is Scott Wiley. Glad to have Kurt Rogers in with us as always. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Kurt, I know you guys are busy.
No.
Lord have mercy.
I'm going on vacation in a week.
Are you?
Not.
Good for you. All right. Our guest today, Joel Stone, All Cat Clinic, also David Baran, is with us as well. And we're talking about our pet's breath. And so if you missed out, just do this. Go to getbetterhealth.com. You can check it out, order your supply today. And if you order a few of them, they'll give you a few discounts there. So you can check it out there at getbetterbreath.com. Yep. All right. What'd I say, health?
You did say health. Yeah. That's all right.
I do a show. Okay. All right. All right. So from just the veterinary world, what's kind of new and what's some of the things that maybe has changed? You've been doing this a pretty good while now. We were kind of talking about stem cell during the break.
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, that's the years to come. That's going to be huge for everything.
Yeah, it is. And we have a company we work with in San Diego that we can send body fat from an animal we do surgery. We actually collect fat within the abdomen, send it to this lab, and they isolate the stem cells that are in that fat. And then they ship those back to us. They do this all in a day. Then they ship us back to us, and we inject those cells intravenously. So in the cases that I've had that I've seen significant improvement, I know I'm speaking at this table at least to a lot of dog lovers, but one thing that cats have and often develop is inflammatory bowel disease, and it's unfortunate because cats will vomit a lot when they have this disease. Mm. So, and basically what it is just the immune system has gone a bit haywire, and it is overreacting to things that are in the intestines. So we can do this stem cell therapy, and it actually changes how the immune system responds to the antigens that are in the body. And I've had some remarkable things happen with some cats that I've done that to.
Sure.
So it is amazing, and it's a bit pricey at the moment, but it is, you know, if you've tried everything and it hasn't worked, that's what we use.
And, you know, a stem cell, I mean, as I mentioned during the break, I did on a knee and an ankle, and, 3.5 years, man, it did great for me for 3.5 years until I heard it, I did something stupid again. But, and people have to understand, I mean, there's no guarantee with anything. Hey, right. You know, I just had a knee replacement done. There's no guarantee with that.
Right.
But so when you do these type of procedures, chances are it's not going to hurt them any.
Right.
And, you know, boy, it really can
make a huge difference. And what typically happens in the veterinary world, at least, is we've tried everything else. Nothing has worked. And so then when you do this and it works, mm-hmm. it's amazing. It is amazing. And the owners love you, and the animal's happy, and everything's great.
Sure.
So, you know, there have been some that have been black and white, you know, just perfect. There's been several also that they've improved. They haven't completely gotten better, but it's been, in general, very positive in terms of reducing inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract.
Yeah.
At the break, you were talking about a cat you tried this silver citrate on the animal's tongue.
Yeah, in this particular case, this cat had a tumor on its tongue, and it was non-resectable. you could not remove this. And so the woman was just interested in quality of life and trying to keep the cat as happy for as long as possible. So one of the things we did is we started the Better Breath tablets, and the antibacterial properties, I believe, in this case, were responsible for relieving the inflammation that was associated with the tumor. And I was surprised how long this cat lived with the kind of tumor that was on the tongue. Because I see this fair amount, and I know that usually these animals are gone in less than a month. And this cat was 6 months. So, I'm not saying that this is an anti-cancer treatment.
No.
But I think it is definitely, in this case, it helped prolong the quality of life.
I was going to say, prolong the quality of life.
Yeah.
The safety of your silver citrate tablets.
Yeah. Very safe. It's one of those things that I also am surprised that at such a low dose that it works. But the scientific committee on consumer products has approved it at the level that I'm giving it. That is a group that is actually in Europe. The FDA approves it up to 5 parts per million, and I'm giving it 1 part per million. So the one thing I always tell people, though, and this is one thing that I warn them, is that do not be throwing these tablets in your fish tank. I think that's a
whoa.
Yeah, that's a possibility of a problem. It might kill some of your fish. So of all the things that I think are sensitive, really sensitive to this, are fish. Yeah. Yes.
You always have to, anytime you see directions on stuff, okay?
Somebody has to try it a different
way. I heard a comedian say this one. Like on shampoo, it says wet hair first. You know somebody had to put shampoo in their dry hair and then write them and say it didn't work. You know,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, on a hair dryer, say, do not use in the shower. They had to do that because somebody did. I mean, so.
We have a document when you're closing on a loan, and it says on the front, do not commit fraud. It's got a big federal label on it. And then underneath it, it lists about 9 different violations. It actually tells you how to commit the fraud. If you want to search these things, I'll just tell you how you can commit fraud. But it says you're not to commit fraud. And you look at it and you go, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, last thing I want to touch on here. We've got about 2 minutes left. You know, all the different neighborhood apps now, you'll see things with lost pets.
Yeah.
And then they say, it's not chipped. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Why not chip? I mean, every vet just about does it.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much is it?
It's $50.
That's what I mean.
$50. It's the best way of getting your animal back.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
And make sure your information is up to
date. Yes, that's important.
But, you know.
The chips these days are interesting too because they actually take body temperature. So instead of having to do a, you know, a rectal temperature on an animal, you can just scan
it. Sure, the animal likes that a lot better too. Yeah.
So I mean, there's some added things, but yeah, chipping to get your pet back is by far the best way of getting your animal back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to talk to you, Joe. And we've had other conversations on other topics.
Yes.
The knowledge that you have. And how you care for animals is just amazing to me. I thank you for coming.
No, thank you. Thank you, Kurt. It's definitely a God-given thing.
Yeah. Pets add so much to your life.
Yeah.
Man alive.
They're an obvious display of God's love towards you.
Yeah.
Unconditional.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree.
They just are.
Yep. All right. Go to getbetterbreath.com. Order yours today. And again, if you have any kind of needs for your pets and cats, go to the All Cat Clinic there in Inglewood. So, Joel, thank you very much. And Dave, thank you as much.
They too.
Yes, all right. Kurt, thanks for setting this up, sir.
Your money matters. This is a good place to spend it.
All right. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Hey, get ready for the debate tonight. It's going to be fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.